In an October committee meeting, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam gave lawmakers an alarming sounding statistic about water in central Florida.
In the next 20 years, they've got to find another 200 million gallons per day to support a high quality of life.
As the Orlando area population is projected to rise by more than 50%, there's just not enough water in the state's primary source, the underground Floridan aquifer. The actual projected shortage is closer to 255 million gallons per day. That's enough drinking and bathing water for about 50 small cities.
We need to look at other options than just fresh groundwater.
That's St. John's River Water Management District engineer Tom Bartol. He's part of a group called the Central Florida Water Initiative.
What it is a collaborative effort for the first time that we have got all of these agencies, organizations, and water suppliers and utilities working together on these issues.
The initiative is taking public comment on a first draft of a water supply plan. When it's adopted next year, the plan won't be a binding document, but Bartol says it's a tool utilities can use to plan regionally rather than just hyper-locally. That's already happening in the city of Altamont Springs. Public Works Director Ed Torres is looking at a map of Apopka, a city whose population is expected to at least double, maybe triple, within 20 years.
We are building a 5-mile-long pipe to the city of Apopka, so we can deliver to them any excess reclaimed water that we have available.
Altamont Springs has long been at the forefront of alternative water sources. It was among the first to adopt the now widespread process of reclaiming or purifying water used in homes up to irrigation standards. In addition to the new pipeline, Torres and his team are planning one of the state's first plants for reclaiming stormwater. He says both projects will keep polluted water out of rivers and will generate 4.5 million gallons of water every day.
So that goes a long way. I mean, 4.5 MGD is what a small city could use potable water for an entire city. Again, as opposed to wasting that water.
And with new development planned across the region, Torres says there's no choice but to find substitutes for groundwater.
And again, the alternatives are losing or wetlands and our springs and everything that we learned to love in this state, or having a moratorium for construction. Mm-hmm. Both are unacceptable.
The draft water supply plan says the priority must be on minimizing water use. Water managers say plumbing technology like low-flow showerheads and directives not to water lawns on certain days have done a lot to offset population growth since the 80s. But Seminole County Environmental Services Director Andy Neff says conservation only goes so far.
The cost of water is going to go up. You know, as water becomes more constrained and more valuable to us.
He says Florida is blessed with high-quality underground water. But using alternatives like reclaimed water, river water, and ocean water is costly. And he says customers will notice bigger bills. Here in Sanford, Neff is driving through the gate at the Yankee Lake Wastewater Treatment Plant.
It's the first facility in the region that is ready to go to provide a regional source of water.
The Yankee Lake plant pumps up to 50 million gallons of water every day from the St. John's River and purifies it for irrigation. The chemical buildings here have lots of empty space between them, Neff says, so there's room to build more when necessary.
You can tell by the expansion capability that this particular facility can offer a lot to the region for the future as a water supply point.
Yankee Lake's construction took more than a decade from planning to first pump. 2 years and $2 million of its $55 million price tag were spent defending its pumping permits against challenges from North Florida groups worried the pumping would affect the river downstream.
This certainly was a reasonable and beneficial use and would not impact other legal users. And certainly was in the public interest.
Those same groups might be up for another fight as the draft water supply plan suggests more sites where water can be pumped from the St. John's and other rivers. Neff says the next phase for the water initiative is to start planning for specific projects and looking for the state and federal funding to build them. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.